welcome to episode 73 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, we got last week for Category M, or last episode I should say, Maison or Maison Ikkoku. It is a manga that was made in November of 1980 until 1987, and the anime, which is obviously what we watched, came out in 86 and aired until 88.
Makes sense.
Apparently there's a movie and three OVAs. We didn't even watch the full 96 episode TV show.
No.
Forget the OVAs and the final chapter
so
movie.
So let's tackle that. Normally when we get something like this, we'll either watch a certain amount of episodes and just review it based on that, or we'll spend a month doing One Piece and then come back to
it. This wasn't even mildly enjoyable, so I couldn't. I couldn't go more than six or seven episodes. I think I got to six.
Six episodes. All right.
Well, I watched more than six. And I'll explain that.
All right. No, go ahead. I want to know how many episodes you watched.
I watched six, and then I watched the last two because I wanted to see where I went.
Oh, okay. So I purposely didn't tell you where I stopped.
Yeah. See, before he actually told me, like, hey, I got to seven, and just called that.
No, I was done Saturday, and I purposely didn't tell you, because I wanted to
where'd you get to?
I wanted to see how far you would get into it, and so
it kind of got watchable in the sense that, like, I could just have it on, and, you know, nothing too crazy happening, so you can do other stuff on
right.
its own.
So,
but it was just, ugh.
So I wanted to see how far it goes, because if I would have gave you a hard number, you would have stopped there.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So that's why I only got through four.
Oh, you only got through four?
But I didn't get through four because it broke me or I quit. I got through four because I had an epiphany through that fourth episode.
Yeah.
About
which one was the fourth?
It was like him going, her going, taking him to the school and she gets drunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, but I had an epiphany during this episode that this is every sitcom from the 80s.
Yeah, it's
and
a rom-com.
70s. So you,
it's a shitty 80s, 70s rom-com.
Yeah,
anime,
like,
anime version.
Think Three's Company or something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
So it was like,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
And so I was like, but I was kind of curious where it went, like you were. Mm. I didn't watch the last two episodes, but what I did do is I went through a plot synopsis of it and watched certain parts of the last, like, the ending of it. Because I was, like you, I was kind of interested where I was going.
If it was a 12 episode,
right?
Even though it was bad, we'd have watched it. If
right.
it was 24, we probably still would have watched the whole
yeah.
thing. But 96 episodes, it's like, come on, guys, it's not good.
Right, and
it's really bad.
And I would have been mildly interested in it, too.
Yeah, I would have been interested enough to be like, all right, I could do 24 episodes.
Right. But there was no way I was doing 96. But like I said, I was interested enough to go through and, like, read a plot synopsis, like, go through an episode guide and see, like, pick out separate episodes, like, important episodes to see, so that's what happened in this episode.
Yeah. It's so, what's interesting about this is that, unlike most anime, there is character development.
Right.
But it's back-breakingly slow.
Like, oh, yeah.
I think there is no,
like,
character development.
I read
in
a full
six episodes I watched.
Read a full plot synopsis, and it is so like a sitcom because it's like
slice of life to its core. It really is. It's just
bad. Like, the main character is in love with the other main character, and they're gonna eventually get together, and they do in the end.
Yeah. Well, the premise, we never said the premise.
All right, well, go ahead, do the premise.
And so it's like a small apartment type building where there's probably only 10 or 20, maybe less,
but there's only
available.
We only see like six.
But you only see the relevant characters,
right?
So there's a couple different
and apparently it's like run down, the most.
Yeah, it's just old.
And people think it's terrible and stuff like that.
Probably because of the patrons.
Right.
That rent there.
Because everyone in this show is a monster in some way.
For the most part. So there's the main character who's just a kid. They call him Ronin, which is apparently, at least it used to be, I don't know if it still is, like a figure of speech for someone who applies for college and doesn't get in.
Right.
So he spends the next year studying or trying to study.
Yeah, we were both confused about that saying, because we thought Ronins were like samurai.
Yeah.
Thing.
Or even like maybe a vagabond.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Sounds kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. And maybe it just, you know, morphed into that during the 80s or something.
Yeah, probably.
So he's, the whole year, he's just studying, trying to get into college. There's apartment neighbors that live near him that are constantly bothering him.
There's a slutty little...
next door neighbor.
And there is nudity right in the, like, the
Yeah, I mean,
episode.
You see her nipples through her
breakdown. So there's a little bit of that.
But it's not, it's like, they make it erotic, but it really isn't.
No.
It's just like a girl, you can see her nipples as she's coming down
the stairs. It's definitely a romantic comedy with a little bit of nudity.
Yeah, a small amount. Because after that, I didn't see any more.
Right.
But anyway, so there's her here. There's his other next door neighbor that there's a hole in the wall.
Yeah, he's
some business type dude.
He's a voyeur.
Yeah, he likes to look at the girl on the other side.
What's interesting about that, it's not confirmed or anything, but fans have a theory, as I was reading through the synopsis, that he's actually a secret agent in a different series that this writer had written.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
So, yeah. So, they think he's just some kind of secret agent or something. But it was never confirmed or anything, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, because they actually asked him about his job, and he's like, oh, can't tell you.
Yeah.
I think he actually says that.
Yeah, he does. And I was actually interested in what he was doing, so, like, I look specifically through his character bio and stuff like that.
So, there's those two, then there's the overweight older lady with her little kid. She's like 6 or 7.
Apparently, she has a husband, too, that's barely in the show.
Oh, okay.
But she only shows up sporadically.
Is there anyone else that you see in the apartment complex? I don't think so.
But there's a few characters that come in later.
Yeah, we didn't stick around long enough.
I mean, I read the plot synopsis, so I know.
And so the apartment manager died, I think? Or he left? No, he left.
He left.
Yeah, that was in the first episode, actually. Yeah, he quit and he left. So a new apartment manager comes in, who's Kyoko, I think.
Kyoko, yeah.
And that's the love interest.
She's a love interest. He's about college age, which is like 18, 19.
Yeah, around there.
And she's like 20, 22.
She's a little older than him. Yeah, a little more mature.
Something like that. So
it's just a rom-com. It's their daily life, and clearly he's got a thing for her, and that's the entire show,
and
beginning to end, even though we didn't watch all of it.
And the roommates are there to fuck with them pretty much the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's
eventually they sort of, like, later on in the show.
Right.
Not that I saw it, but you learn that they start pushing them forward a little bit.
Right.
They're kind of there to you know, cheer
help them along and stuff like that. Exactly. So I'm curious, do you know what the secret is behind the girl?
Yeah, she was married. And he's dead.
Yeah, she was a widower.
Yeah, well, see, I found that out by episode 5 or 6.
Okay.
And like they were doing stuff then, like they went to a grave and he just went to walk along with her dad and
his
niece. But he didn't know whose grave it was. And then, you know, he's like praying to the grave because that's just, even though he doesn't know who it is, he's just praying to it. And he's like, I wonder who this is. And it's her husband.
Right. I stopped at episode 4 because I was like, I know exactly where this is going. Yeah. But that was the only thing I didn't know. But so, like, the dog thing was kind of weird in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, the dog's name is
his name. Yeah. It's, yeah.
And so, there's a weird scene where she's passed out on the roof and he goes to go help her because she's, you know, she's unconscious. A storm's coming in. And she's like mumbling Ichiro.
Yeah, Sir Ichiro.
That's it.
The dog's name.
The dog's name, and you find out later on, and I think it was episode 5, you find out that that's her husband's name.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, she named the dog after her late husband.
Yeah. So talk about the dog real quick. The
dog's got some weird fucking eyes. They look like if you pursed your lips together, like, and just an outline of that. No color, no texture, just an outline of your lips pursed together, like you were going to kiss someone.
It's so distracting.
Each eyeball is like that. It's so fucking weird.
It's so distracting, and it's the only character. All other dogs are drawn normally, but this one is drawn with the weirdest eyes.
Yeah, it was very, very odd.
So, like, I had an epiphany. I was like, I think I know exactly where this goes. So I read through the plot synopsis, and apparently it gets to a point where he's about to ask her out. And then she finds this tennis instructor guy, and then they start going out, and then that breaks off, and then they're about to do it again, and then this other girl comes in and claims to be his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And so then he's got to deal with that, and then it's just a bunch of,
I had to assume those things because I saw the last two episodes and those characters get introduced.
Right.
They're married to each other and they're pregnant with twins, and I'm like, who are these people? Because I didn't get that far. I only got episode 6.
No, but
then they sort of alluded to that kind of stuff that was happening.
This happens like 4 or 5 times with different people. So it's like, oh, I would be so frustrated.
It's literally an 80s rom-com. It's it is.
It's too long. It's too long to have to sit through it.
If they just condensed it and did a little, like, 6 months later, this is what's happening. You know what I mean? Like, that would have worked.
But to be fair, this was 1986. This was maybe probably the only one of these out there at the time.
Probably, and it was pretty popular.
And it was popular, so people were probably really into it.
Well, if it was the 80s, I would watch this, and I probably would have loved it.
Yeah, and especially in Japan.
It's bad, but it's bad because it's dated, and it's bad because I don't like the comedy that they're using.
Right. It's bad by today's standards. is, but I think back then...
Yeah, back then it would have been above average, probably.
Yeah, I think if for what it is, I mean, I didn't hate it.
Like, I didn't really hate it either.
Like I said, I didn't rage quit it like I did Ninja Hattori.
I got so bored with it. It's like, there's so many episodes that do nothing.
I didn't get bored with it so much as, like, the fourth episode I'm watching this, and I had an epiphany. I was like, I don't even need to watch it because I know exactly what's going to happen.
I got to tell you, though, the last two episodes I was really happy with because there is hard progression with their characters.
Right.
They do get together. In the last episode, they actually get married, and then there's a small time skip, and you see that they have a kid.
Yeah, well, actually, there is, I was reading later on, they get together, like, maybe 10, 15 episodes before the end, too. So they do develop a relationship and stuff before they even go into just, they don't get together.
Well,
and
I mean, let's say you've been friends, very close friends with someone for 5 years. Once you actually get into the relationship part, it's going to move pretty quickly.
Well, no, I understand that, but it wasn't like they get together and then they get married.
Yeah.
It was like they got together, they dated a little bit, probably, and then they solved their lingering issues. Like, I watched a little bit of an episode where he confesses her love to him, and she was like, promise me one thing, you're not going to die on me.
Well, good luck promising that.
Yeah, but stuff like that. They were still working through their issues and stuff like that throughout.
Even in the last episode, she was, or the second to last, I should say. Or no, it was the actual last, right before they got married. There was a small time suit between the beginning of the episode and the last part of the episode where they got married. She was going through her little apartment and finding stuff from her husband and what do I do with this? Like, so there was still that happening in the last episode.
Right. So, I mean, I only watched 4 episodes, so the main character felt like a creep to me.
Yeah, he was like coming on to her hard.
Not only
like barely knew her, he just knew what she looked like, essentially.
And not only coming on to her, but she was unconscious a few times, and he was kind of assaulting her a few times.
A little bit. Like, he was, like, leaning in for a kiss, and she's asleep. Like, dude, you don't even know this lady.
Right. So, I was little turned off by all that, but I'm...
That's, you know what? That's just typical Japanese anime. But it's so typical of them that I just roll my eyes to it.
Right. No, I know. But from what I read, it sounds like his character progresses to a point where he becomes mature and everything else like that. So I do appreciate that part of it.
Towards the end, his character even looks different.
Yeah, I saw...
A little older, a couple clips that... Because I searched it on Reddit and was just clicking around. There was a gif or two of him, like, with his shirt off. He's, like, way more buff.
Buff, and... In the first couple episodes, he's, like, scrawny, but...
Yeah, like a strongy teenager.
So, like, I clicked on it, and then he's got broad shoulders, and...
He definitely filled out. I don't know if that was an actual story arc or not. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. It definitely...
We've actually had a lot of good to say about it.
Yeah.
Mainly because the bad things are very easy to gloss over, but the problem is that it's always present. The fact that it's an 80s rom-com is always present. I don't really want to watch something from the 80s.
Right, and
especially
that's...
on an 80s rom-com.
And that's the problem with us. We like slice of life one.
Yes, the poor humor. Always present, and me, is it terrible.
And it's just, you can't hold a premise like this and drag us along for 96 episodes, because some people might like that, but we're in it for a story, and if you're dragging your heels for 80 episodes, it's like, come on, we know where this is going already. Mm-hmm. Why are we watching this? Mm-hmm. So it's
just condense it, and it would have been so much better.
It's just
even as an 80s, it would have been better.
It would have been a lot better, but it's just as it is, it wasn't for us at all. I mean, yeah, I don't know what... I can't rag on it.
Yeah, there's not too much to rag on. Like I said, it's really just the fact that it's an 80s rom-com and that humor is pretty just bad. It's just bad.
And if you like rom-coms, you'll probably love this, honestly.
Yeah, I would recommend this to you if you want something that's really slowly paced but has character progression and it's like a dated time period
thing. And you don't mind those contrived love triangles and stuff like the typical problems that come with rom-coms and stuff like this. And if you're willing to sit through 96 episodes of it.
Yeah, if you got nothing else to do, it's worth a watch.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just not worth my watch. It's not what I'm interested in.
Yeah, it's not made for us, essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, and not to say that's not even wrong, because we can like a real...
Yeah, sure, but it's not made for our demographic.
Right, it's...
I'm just not interested in it. I am happy that there are some, like I said, I'm very happy there's character progression. That's great job.
I don't curse that it was made or anything. I don't begrudge anyone that would like it.
Yeah, definitely not.
I'm like, you know...
If I were to rate it from the 80s, I'd probably give it an 8 or a 9. Right? If we were in the 80s right now and we watched it, it'd probably be an 8 or a 9.
Right. right.
But we're not. So right now, I gotta give it a
five. Objectively a five.
It's average. It's just, it's not a snore fest in the sense that I want to turn it off or I'm falling asleep while watching it.
Yeah.
But it is like I need to do something else. I can't just watch
this that. Is definitely one you could just have on in the background.
Yes.
It's like, this is, we don't even really have personal opinions on it so much because
it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's middle of the road. It's average. And it's, we just have an objective opinion on what it could be.
Yeah.
And what it was.
If it was made today, it would have been worse because it's just too long and boring.
Oh yeah. Now, today, it would have been so much worse and so much contrived and so much crap in it. There would probably be an LGBT character in or just a black stereotype, and it would have been just a disaster.
Just to not hit all those notches.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not, and it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's... So, what were the other M's?
The other M's were Majestic Prince and Masamune Kun's Revenge.
Masamune, this, and then...
Yeah, I'm surprised that this one actually took second. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was going in, I was expecting you to...
Yeah, we watched the first episode together, and it looked god-awful.
Yeah.
They toned down the ridiculousness a little bit, and it was just enough, so it wasn't terrible.
But we have that problem all the time. Every time we watch the first episode together, and it just seems...
It's
terrible. Like, we did it... I'm in the middle of editing Land of the Illustrious right now. We did it to that one, too, and that one was... freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like, we said it in that episode. Yeah, we were watching it. And we were like, this is not going to be an easy watch. And then we were both like, this was amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we do that all the freaking time. And
don't judge a book by its cover, I guess, right?
See, the problem is, normally, if you're not hooked by the first episode, you're usually...
Maybe the first two or three. Because I can see, I've done it before where I'm like, all right, let's just watch the second episode. But still, you gotta hook people. If you can't do that, that's a problem.
But anime is the opposite, it seems like. You kind of have to get through the first two or three episodes.
Yeah, you really have to.
To get to really good stuff, like that Kill la Kill we watched. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be really, really good, even though the first episode wasn't really that great.
Yeah, it was bad. It was too in your face in the first episode. You know what? This was kind of like that, too. First episode was too in your face.
Was it? You know what it is? Now that I'm thinking about it, there's a lot of introduction going on in the first episode. And it's like, we got to get you set up for where the show's going. Then we can back up, slow down, and go forward.
It's kind of a bad way to do it.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you only got 12 episodes...
Get it out of the way. 20 minutes done.
And if you only have 12 episodes to do it, what a regular
anime. Get straight to the show and the rest of it. Yeah, I guess.
So, I don't know. It's anime's hard to... You can't judge it the same as you would judge a TV show or a movie or anything like
it's
that.
Its own category.
So...
You don't judge a game by movie standards.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, category N is next.
Yeah, we actually got the letter right this time.
Yeah, I got the letter right this time. spinning. N wasn't too big.
Nah, N was alright. M was ridiculous, though.
Yeah, it was gigantic. Nadia, the Secret of Blue Water.
Nadia, the Secret of Blue Water, huh?
Let's click on.
I have no idea what that is.
Neither do I. There was a couple of good things in N. We didn't get any of them. I mean, this might be nice, who knows?
Let's see.
It looks old. Second in the list, 39 episodes.
39 episodes.
And a movie at the end.
Huh. Action, comedy, romance, science fiction. Maybe?
This is an odd one.
Yeah, series centers around Nadia.
It looks to be about the same time period, too. Sorry, guys.
Series centers around Nadia, a young girl of unknown origins, and Jean, a young French inventor. Early in the story, the two protagonists are chased by Grandis, Granva, Sanson, and Hanson, a group of jewel thieves who pursues Nadia for the blue jewel pendant she possesses. After being reduced by Captain Nemo, and his submarine, the super sea cruiser Nautilus, the jewel thieves, and the young protagonists join forces and participate in the struggle against the Neo-Atlantean forces who seek to dominate the world.
I hope all that's, like, most of that's in the first episode, because you find out they team up. The people coming after her jewel, and hope that's not, like, a big arc. You know what I mean? Because if you're eventually going to team up, you just f***ing told me about it.
No, it's only it's 40 episodes, so who knows?
That would be really upsetting if it's, like, a 20-episode arc of them trying to get her jewels, and then eventually they team up, and you just told it to me in the synopsis.
That's true.
Or in the preview or the read, or whatever.
I kind of already forgot the synopsis, though.
I did. Julie's coming after. I don't know what's with the fucking Atlantean whatever forces. I don't know what's going on there.
That's Atlantis, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Captain Nemo's in it, too. Who freaking knows? Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
Next episode.
Nadia of the Blue something.
Secret of the Blue Water, I think.
Who knows? Bye!
See you guys soon.